Neymar. Vamos a ver la acción de ataque del Barça. Messi, Iniesta, Messi.
Has got more curves to it than Jessica Rabbit on steroids. Take a look at this.
This is Ronaldo. And that is 1-0 to Brazil.
Oh, can you believe that? Is that the icing on the cake or what? What a goal! What an absolute missile! A wry smile on the face of Jurgen Klopp. But what a thunderbolt! Where did Calhanoglu pull that one from?
Over the top. Oh, spectacular, Thiago! That one is one for history to look at. One of the goals of the season.
Picks out Rivaldo. Oh, he's seen the keeper off his line. Oh, extraordinary by Rivaldo.
Straight in, Thomas Müller with a beauty. Goalkeepers do not stop those.
Urgency up. James Rodriguez. Has to be a beautiful, absolutely brilliant.
Now from Malouda, he's got Henry making a move ahead of him. Zidane stepping through the challenges, feeding Patrick Vieira, ravaging run from midfield. Tackled by Chuan, brought down by Chuan.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. We're your hosts, Joe and Reggie. Tonight we're going to discuss, well, we've been off for, I think, 2 weeks now. So there's a lot to discuss. Probably won't hit everything that we want to, but we're going to get the main points that we want to discuss. And in this show, we're going to discuss TFC finally making the playoffs. We're going to discuss Under-23 Team Canada and the Senior Men's National Team were both in action last week, and we'll discuss that. We'll also do our regular Serie A roundup, our EPL roundup. Might hit Champions League results if we can squeeze it in. And our two normal segments, Flat 4 and What a Hit. As usual, you can reach our podcast on our website, footballweekly.com. It's FUTBOLweekly.com. You can also subscribe to our podcast via iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn. There's a number of different ways you can get to our podcast and subscribe. You can subscribe via email, put your email address into the submit box, click submit. Every time a new episode is uploaded, you'll get an email saying so. Number of different ways you can get to us. There's no reason for you not to be listening to us. It's very easy. So without any further ado, sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast, and we'll be back after this. So in this week's episode, we're going to start off talking about Canadian soccer national team, the men's team. We're not going to dive too deep into the Under-23 tournament that just took place. Canada didn't make it. I believe they lost 3-1. Is that correct, Joe?
I think, yeah, in the fourth place game, the third place game, I should say, to see who could go on to play. I think they play Colombia in like what would be an additional qualification game. So by all means, it wouldn't have been a clincher. They still have to go on to an additional qualifier.
Right.
Yeah, we won't talk much about it. We'll talk more about the senior team. We will talk about that group, though, that age group and what they almost achieved and so on, because there were some bright spots. But we'll leave that for a different episode.
Right.
For sure.
Exactly. Okay.
So stay tuned for it. I know there's a lot of people, you know, and even the young lads from the team that, you know, we're going to be having on, so maybe we're working on that, so we'll talk about that in a future episodes for sure.
Yeah, 100%. But getting back to the senior team now, even before a ball was kicked, I had a problem with this game.
There's no other way to put it. Flat out joke. I don't want to...
Bush League.
Yeah, like, we want to watch our team play, if not live, of course, which a lot of us did contemplate, you know, for myself and Reggie.
If we weren't so,
I didn't think, Reggie, we were going to try to go. If we weren't so far away, even, it's not that it was that far, but, you know.
No, even even to drive up there.
Yeah. So, you know, Canada, Ghana played, I think, D.C., Reg, right? RFK Stadium.
Correct.
Right. So, you know, again, Canada, Ghana, not because, again, Reggie's background is Ghanaian, right? Family, right? We know, but Ghana is a World Cup team that's constantly in World Cups, African Cup of Nations, finalists, champions throughout the years, like, we know it, and here our Canadian team is playing them. Listen, every U.S. men's national game is on some sort of television in the States. Why did we not have it on TV?
Joe, this like, I love it.
And, you know, and all the journalists and the pundits and the broadcasters, the soccer guys and gals, I don't blame them because they actually, they would want to, I'm sure they would want to work that game, you know, and it's great people at the major networks in our, you know, neck of the woods here in Canada and so on, that they want, to have the game televised. It's the powers that be, right? The network executives that, for some reason, decided not to have this game on. We have channels with 5 and 6 now streams.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, channels on TV, satellite, whatever you want to call it. We should be able to watch this game, Reg.
You said you were naming off some of the channels that we have. It was before the show. It was pretty funny.
I don't want to say, you know, but like, you know, listen, they used to have just 1 or 2 channels. Now they have 8.
Right.
Each.
Right.
And they got every single hockey game on demand. Exactly. I mean, I love hockey, but come on, guys.
Exactly. Like the Phoenix Coyotes versus the Edmonton Oilers.
We have
that game.
You know, and again, I know a lot of the journalists and a lot of the guys on Twitter, they always say it too, you know, don't blame us, and we don't. We want to make that clear, you know, because you guys, I know, you're like us. You're passionate about football, and you want it to be on. And it's our national team playing. It doesn't matter who we're playing, but we're playing, you know, again, like I said.
Exactly.
Team that perennially is in the World Cup, perennially in the top 20 best teams in the world, you know, in the last 5 years or so. You know, come on, guys. Let's get ourselves together.
And it's not, it's even the big, the three letter and the other big sports channel here in Canada, even if they want to stream it and show it on their website, it would have been a great thing to see.
Yeah, for sure.
But the way that this thing was presented to people that actually wanted to watch this game.
And we tried, Reg.
It's disgusting.
Right?
I remember, I texted you. I was like, are you able to watch this game?
You know, and I remember trying to watch it at home and then simultaneous with the U23s.
Right.
And again, I mean, here we are. So here what we're saying. And, you know, again, if any of those powers of be are listening to us, you know, or if someone gets wind of it, sure, others, I know others have said it. We're trying to watch. We want to get this, you know, and we're trying to support is what I'm saying. Here we are, like, both of us were, you know, talking back and forth as we're trying to watch both. That was hard enough. I was a little disappointed in that, saying, oh, man, you know, I want to watch both games.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
I gave up.
I didn't feel as bad because, yeah, we waved the white flag kind of like.
I gave up trying to watch that game.
Marcel DeJong scored the best goal by a Canadian that no one ever saw.
Exactly.
He scored a cracker. I mean, yeah, you guys can check that out. I'm sure there's YouTube clips and you can get it online. And so it's a great hit. You know, talking about what hit. You know, great shot outside the area, well outside the area. Banger of a goal, right? So, Reg, I mean, we can go on forever about that. But, I mean, it's shame on us, you know. Like, got to make sure our national team is always on.
Like I've said, I was just so disappointed. So disappointed to carve out time, 6, 7:30 at night, to actually get on the website, to go watch this game that they did advertise on the Canadian national website, on the Canadian soccer website, that we're going to be showing a game. Come watch it. Okay, let's watch it.
For sure.
And to not have, and to be so far behind in the game and the audio's not syncing with the video and the video stops and it just keeps looping and it's, what is this?
I know most people are thinking, okay, is it my feed? Is it my...
Well, that's when I called you. I was like, are you able to watch it? Because mine's choppy and it's stopping. And I know if it was the hockey, if it was our hockey team, someone would have got fired for this.
You know, it's a good point. And, well, if it was our hockey team, Reg, it would have been on channels.
It would have been on 19 channels here.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, not to sound like this hockey versus soccer, but it's just legitimate versus non-legitimate. I think that's what it is. And if you want to take this as legitimate, like, come on, guys, you've done a lot. You know, and again, I want to say this, it's not the soccer-specific people on these networks, because I know they want to broadcast everything, right? And they're probably going to those higher-ups and powers that be saying the same thing. So, but beyond that, you know, we want to be legitimate and be considered, you know, world-class. That's our goal, we're going to get to, our respectability.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to make sure these games are on. And why? Well, what was the result in that game, Reg?
It was 1-1.
It's 1-1. It's a great result to take away from playing against Ghana.
And it would be great if people knew that.
That's right.
But,
you know, so we had great things happen in the game. We mentioned the goal. We talked about a lot of guys who, you know, I know not only myself, but a lot of people in the soccer community, especially in Southern Ontario, believe it or not, have been pushing for a lot of the guys to get finally in the squad. I mean, let's go beyond the obvious big star. You know, but like we talked about, you know, Fraser Aird, who made his Canadian debut.
Yep.
Yeah, in 1995, born kid from Scarborough. We've talked about him a lot. Plays at Rangers. He started, got in the game at right back,
right,
which was interesting. You know, and he played, he's a very good attacking player, obviously, but he's had some games at right back for Rangers and done very well. So, yeah, and I thought, I'm biased toward Fraser, but I thought he did very well in the game. He was pretty positive and stuff. Another player is Charlie Trafford, playing in Finland, I believe. So he was the club's player of the year last year. So, and I thought he looked great in midfield. I mean, I don't know known of Charlie, and we've seen him play even from the days at York University with Carmen Asako. And then I believe he's from the Calgary Foothills Club, something like that. I want to make sure of that. But again, he went on, played in Europe, and he's doing his thing, and he's doing great. He's a great kid, too. So he finally got a chance. People have been calling for him for a long time. He got in. And, of course, Reggie, right, leaving the best for last, right?
Are you?
I mean, well, he did great in the game.
Did he? Okay.
And Junior Hoylett. Junior Hoylett,
yeah.
Finally made his debut, and he was, you could tell he was buzzing, right? He was really up for the game.
I don't know what took so long, but...
Yeah, that's probably a discussion for a whole new other
that's true.
Show, but, you know, it was nice to see, like, this playing on the front foot for part of the game against, you know, a very, very strong footballing nation, right? I mean, so our thing is good, the Canadian performance, Reg.
Yeah.
Bad that we don't all get to see it, or even if we tried, we couldn't.
We can explain it until we turn blue in the face, but seeing is believing, right? So...
Yeah, let's hope we get, maybe, I think there's enough uproar, and again, you know, 21st century, you know, watching the game and then checking on Twitter. Is everybody else having the same thing as me? And then, yes, they were.
Yes, everybody.
People voiced their opinion. I know you
everybody.
Did, Reg. And,
yes, I did.
Yeah, you know, I echoed it too, so.
Shame on Canada Soccer. Shame.
Yeah, let's get this right. Let's get this right, you know. So
And that's all I have to say about it.
Yeah, and I'll just add to that too. It's because of the positivity that was there, it was overshadowed. The good news is, you know, for me personally, it's great to see Fraser in a senior Canadian national team shirt, and I'm sure we're going to see more of him. And again, I mentioned Charlie Trafford, Junior Hoylett, and others who made their debut too.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So when are they coming back to qualify for World Cup? When's the next international break? November?
Yeah, and I think that, Reggie, correct me if I'm wrong, that's going to be in Vancouver, correct?
I think I saw that. You know what? Check it out here. I think they're in Vancouver.
Yeah. I mean, we've been saying forever, go to the Maritime Provinces, play in windy, crazy, blustery Newfoundland, all those places. That's what me and Reggie are saying. You've heard us say it. Go there where you're going to have a predominantly Canadian crowd.
Which should be,
pro-Canada crowd, which it should be. Absolutely.
Don't play national team. Unfortunately, don't play national team games in Toronto.
It's unfortunate. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
In multicultural Toronto.
Yeah,
you're going to get more fans for the visiting team than you are for the home team. So go out to the Maritimes. Go out west. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And have the games in Winnipeg.
Yeah, where, you know, old man winter or whatever is going to be on your side.
Right, exactly.
You know, so we've said that a lot, and I think we're going to continue to say that. You know, we need all the help that we can get, and any team has that advantage. I mean, look at a team like Colombia. Sorry, Bolivia. My bad. But Bolivia.
Mm-hmm.
How hard it is to play in La Paz, right? Even for teams like Brazil and Argentina. Look at their qualifying record there, right? So, again, Reg, what do we know?
Exactly.
We'll find out later. We know a lot. So just stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned. So Canada's going to be playing Honduras, actually, November 13th, NBC.
Oof.
So.
Oof.
But I hope it's BC Place, so it's indoors.
Yeah, the Hondurans will feel nice and say, hey, just like the Canadians felt in the 8-1 drubbing game.
Exactly.
Anyway.
If teams are coming from Honduras, Panama, you got to put them outside in November,
man. Come on, man. Why are we so nice? Let's move on, Reggie, please.
Okay, please.
Anyway,
please.
We'll be supporting. Again, Reggie and I complain about this, but we're going to be supporting.
Of course, we support, but at the same time, we got to give shots to people when they're doing things wrong.
And things were deserved here, so.
Exactly. Exactly. But we will move on. We're going to get back into our regular format. EPL. Yeah, I know we have. Actually, no. We haven't talked about anything for like the last 2 weeks. It's been.
Yeah, we've been off for a bit, guys.
It's been international break. We both got sick, and
yeah,
it's been
back.
Bad.
We're back
so
here.
We're back
we're
now.
Plugging it out. Yeah,
we're back now. So we're not gonna go back 2 weeks and talk to you about EPL performances.
Especially when there's so much good things happening.
Oh yeah.
Especially
for sure.
We're gonna. I guess Reggie, we'll hit upon our not so minnow derby this week.
Yeah, for sure.
And of course I'm smiling, but we'll talk about that
for sure. What a game though. And they're still right next to each other in the standings.
We start with that, Reggie.
Sure, let's start with Leicester City versus Crystal Palace,
the not so minnow derby, we're calling that.
Yeah, exactly. And Leicester City takes the game 1-0 over Crystal Palace, and guess who?
You know what, Reggie? I just think, I don't know if I might be going to Las Vegas this weekend, but Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, I know, right?
This guy scored a great goal. Now when people say, what do you mean it was going
to
break?
He had a lot to
do. Look at his first touch that he gets. Okay, horrible mistake by the center back.
Yeah, but oh yeah, for sure.
But gets played through, hang on, that's right, made a meal of a pass, then gets sent through, Jamie Vardy does, clips it over the keeper.
Yeah.
And bangs it in the open net.
Yes.
Jamie Vardy showing some class. Listen, a few things here. Man, if you're England, you better hope that he has this form going into the Euros. So I believe, Reg, you're probably going to take him.
Oh, I'm sure they have to, don't
I mean,
they?
The leading scorer. I mean, like, this Leicester City, Claudio Ranieri.
Buying pizza for clean sheets.
Hey, and listen, we talked about Reggie and I, right? We've picked these two teams as our, you know, teams to watch.
Mm-hmm.
People should be watching.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
They're up there on the table. They're not minnows. They're not in any relegation battle. They're Europe bound before today.
Yes. We have Leicester Leicester City in fifth. Three points out of first?
Yeah, this is unreal.
And Crystal Palace is in seventh place. So
unreal. So, you know, good for Alan Pardew. Good for Claudio Ranieri. And good on these teams.
Yeah, for sure.
They're fun to watch.
Definitely.
You know, so good for them. The fight and the belief is there. And... hey, guys, we told you so, didn't we?
Exactly. here I am just looking to see where Chelsea is. Oh, I got to go to the other page. Hang on.
Wow. They're on the second.
They're on the second page. Wow.
Okay. Right? Is this something now becoming like, is Jose becoming our senile uncle? That you just tell, oh, yeah, yeah.
He's running out of people to blame.
You know, like, is he eating the plastic fruit? Like, I'm just saying, what is... And his assistants are getting tossed now.
Oh, yeah.
Then he gets tossed. The goal line technology says, hey, not so much. Like, I mean, the goal line technology finally works. Well, not finally works, but, I mean, could you be more rubbing salt in the wound of Chelsea? Where the whole ball, you know, and you guys saw it, part of the ball was over the line, but a little bit of it wasn't. And, hey, it's got to be the whole ball.
Yeah, that's the rule.
That's the rule, you know. And it was like, it was so close, and it's just typical Chelsea this year.
Now goal line technology is against Chelsea, and this, that, and the third, right?
You know, and can somebody please tell me where Eden Hazard is?
He won't be there next year.
Well, there's three letters that everyone's saying, right? Where is he going to go?
PSG.
PSG, but where is he right now, Reggie?
He doesn't want to play there.
If you would have told me at the beginning of, or the end of last year, that Willian would have been taking a free kick right at the top of the box over Eden Hazard, Cesc Fabregas, yada, yada, yada. You know, with all due respect to William, you know, who's been their best player. Maybe that's part of their problem.
But, Joel, it's different when you're winning games and your team is the toast of the town and your manager comes to you and says, hey, look, you got to play better. And until you play better, you're not taking free kicks. I might sit you. It's different that way. But when you're losing and you're sitting your best player is looking at you like, the hell's going on?
Yeah, this is the team that said, I don't know, maybe it's like, thanks, Jose, but I don't know. I mean, something has to give here, Reggie. We've been saying if he wasn't Jose Mourinho, we know he would have been gone. Long time ago. But he just, like, you know, Jose Mourinho, I never count him out. I never count this guy out.
I don't count out Abramovich's checkbook. That's what I don't count out.
Well, that's what I mean, right? So I don't see, again, you just keep waiting, but man. This season just has taken on a form. And dare I say, are we forgetting about the team that beat them this week?
Hammers, the West Ham.
Where are they in that table, Reggie?
Oh, they're third.
Reginald.
They're third. I can't see past second, so everything.
Yeah,
everything
we'll talk about you in a second. But this is just, you know, so you keep waiting for it. We keep saying on the show, oh no, don't count them out. But you know, as the weeks go on.
Well, when you've beat Arsenal, City, Chelsea, and is it Liverpool, I believe?
You know,
all away. Yeah. Well,
you know,
you
talk about again another manager who's really
Village.
But again, he's a Jose type, meaning like the players will go through the wall for him,
right?
You know, but this is. Hey, by the way, what a great goal by Mauro Zárate in that game.
Yeah, it was a good goal. Yeah.
And dare I say, oh my, who comes in and scores the winner?
Who the hell scored the winner?
Huh. Check it out, Reggie.
No, I saw the game. Who?
Andy Carroll.
Andy Carroll, the header, yeah. That was a good header.
That was an old-fashioned, put the ball up in the mixer and let your number nine, literally, just bang it in.
That's it.
So, this is... And you know what, Reggie? Once we get to one of our next points about John Terry, you mentioned this a lot, said that a certain goalie was going to be worth 9 points.
Right.
I think.
Well, Baga,
got a good point.
I keep calling him Baga. You know what? But
yeah.
Begovic is not the type of goalie you need.
With all due respect to him, Begovic makes a save in the first half on a free kick. Good, decent save.
Come on.
I know everyone says he could have caught it. But anyway, he makes a save in the free kick, and I say to myself, wow, okay. So, last year at this time, you have Thibaut Courtois in your net, and you had Peter Cech on the bench.
Right.
Now, okay, through injury and through, let's just call it a dumb move,
right?
You know, and getting rid of Cech, and now you have, well, Begovic. So, I mean, really, it's funny, I'm just, in a year, in a calendar year, things can turn, and for Chelsea, I don't know if there's a way out of this.
No, that's it. You can't lose five games and win the league. It's impossible.
I don't think they're going to win the league. I'm not stating the obvious.
You want them to get into the Champions League?
You got to think that maybe that's going to be hard-pressed, too. Who's going to drop?
Right now, they're 9 points out of there. Who's going to drop?
I mean, what do we want to do, Manchester Derby last?
We really want to talk about that? What a terrible game. But
yeah, let's talk about that now, then. What was it?
What
Reggie,
let
everybody know the final score of the game.
Score was 0-0, and I was expecting a cracker.
Same with me. This is just typical of.
It's true that Aguero, Silva, I don't even know where Depe was, if he's injured or what, but it was just so lackluster, and chances were few and far between. I think they said this was the first Manchester derby where there were no shots on net in the first half.
You know, Reggie, this was a game that easily looked like, to me, and it's obvious, teams are playing not to win, not to lose.
Not to lose, and that's exactly it.
You know, as games where, you know, this is not what I expect of the EPL.
No.
You know, but this, you know, fear of dropping points or dropping, you know, all three, I don't know. Again, I said it, out of the two teams, though, I still put more worth and what Manchester City will do in the end,
right?
And do Manchester United,
right?
And you mentioned him, Memphis. You know, there's something going on there. We know that between him and Van Gaal,
mm-hmm.
because he started off with a flurry, and where we should be talking about him and Martial really like bringing up the flag here for Manchester United.
Right.
I don't see it with Memphis. Something's up with Memphis.
Well, he didn't get in at all today, so I don't even know if he's hurt or what.
You know, and I just mean overall, like, you know, you talk about. He's not had a very good couple months. And you couple that with, he won't be busy in the summer. So.
Wow, eh?
And not a lot of Dutch players will be. So
did you watch that game?
This is why, you know, I have to give teams credit who qualify all the time. Dutch are like soccer royalty with, you know, teaching it and so on. They deserve a lot of credit.
Right.
You know, and again, one of the nation's teams that I support, Italy gets really just downtrodden a lot. When they lose, it's people kill them, and sometimes it's deserved. But, you know, to qualify every time
right.
takes a certain amount of mental time. Even England takes a beating, too. They're always qualifying. So you know, for the Dutch, it's a travesty, really.
I mean,
it's,
I think so, too.
You know, you're not going to get to see all this talent. But, again, it's back to this thing, you know. It's now filtering into more and more into international football.
Right.
Where, you know, teams have to be, you know, mentally tougher. And, again, I guess you couple that with the, you know, the tough club schedule. But then you and I always say, the heck with that. Too bad. That's always been the case.
Well, that's always been like that. You play in the top league so you can play for your national team.
That's right.
And so don't give me the excuse top, that, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. You're a top team, you know, semifinalists in the World Cup. You're a top, top level footballing nation. You're not just coming to the party with 16 players.
Right.
You have 30 players deep, if not more.
Should have more than that.
No, absolutely, right? So, wow. So, yeah, I guess both episodes, both things we're talking about were full of, well, not full of life. It's Manchester Derby for me. Wow.
Garbage.
Snooze fest, Reg.
It was so bad. And it didn't pick up until about injury time. I think Martial put a ball into one of the subs, Jesse Lingard, and he hit the crossbar. And that was
Reggie, there's not even any much. I was ready to talk about this tactically and something. I can't even talk. There was no personality, no color to this game. I'm done with it.
Pull off Yaya Toure with 20 to go, and it's just like, right. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's almost like I said, you know what, let's take the 1 point here and let's live another day.
And you hear the commentators saying, oh, well, they had Champions League. There's lots of teams that had Champions League. Yeah. Arsenal had Champions League, beat Bayern Munich,
talk about Arsenal then?
And then beat Everton. So what's the problem?
Well, let's talk about it, because here we are. So here's where we're going to pat ourselves, especially myself on the back here.
Yes.
Reggie?
Yes?
What have we been saying for a couple of weeks now? Arsenal, for all this great play and so on, substance needs to come through.
Right.
We said they play some beautiful football, but maybe Arsenal needs to look at maybe playing on the counter, on the break, kind of a new modern football. Well, I guess, Reggie...
Someone's listening to
football. You're welcome, Arsene.
No kidding.
Wow. I guess we'll go back and forth. The Bayern Munich game. Take the ball, Bayern. No problem. You got it. Take it. But when we get it, we're going to attack you.
We're gone.
And we have, again, the characteristics, the players who possess these characteristics, who possess these abilities to kill you on the break.
Well, that's it.
You know, and dare I say, the man who always takes a beating here, that number 12,
true.
He's finally in the back of the net, Reggie.
Yeah.
And didn't we say that the Walcott thing, too, would help him?
A bunch of Arsenal buddies that I have, we were saying it's finally competition. And that's what happened with Chesney, the goalie he's on loan at Roma now. There's no competition for him. So he can do whatever he wants back there. You're not going to start the backup over until last year when Ospina came in.
Well, let's talk about what John Terry said. And we'll keep flipping. First of all, great performance by Arsenal in terms of, you know, mental steel and getting a victory over arguably the best club team in the world.
Right.
One of them. And obviously Arsenal's, hey, dare I say, you know, I mean, they beat the Bayern Munich 2-0 and were full value for it. And I thought the approach in playing them and allowing them possessions and hitting them with quality possession was fantastic. Right?
Tactically perfect.
Yeah. Perfect.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was like a boxing match to me. So good on Arsenal there, and Arsenal. Okay, then we flip back to the win against Everton. It was a 2-1 game, but as a neutral, I'll say it wasn't 2-1.
It wasn't 2-1.
Right? It was not a 2-1 match, and even the commentator, and I wanted to, yeah, you're right. He said it in the middle of the game. If Arsenal were to, you know, drop here, it would be a shocking result because
for sure.
So it was a 2-1, and Everton catches a break. And I believe it was Lukaku, and Peter Cech made a great save on him.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought back to this, that John Terry, you know, comment about Peter Cech being worth 9 points. Well, boom, I think there he proved it right in that moment in that sequence.
Right there.
Whereas maybe last year, with no disrespect to whoever was in that, the ball goes in.
Ospina's not even halfway to where Cech was off his line. Not even halfway.
And there you have a 2-2 that you're going away going, man, you know, there's another great Arsenal performance after one in the Champions League. Well, now you have back-to-back, and from Champions to League. And I believe, Reggie, it's 4 straight victories in the league, yeah?
It is.
You know, a workman-like
just get it victory. Done. I don't care what it looks. In April, no one's going to remember that you played like garbage in November, but still
well,
got the
win. Well, that's
what I'm saying. Just count the W's. Let's just do this.
Right, and we talk about the win that they got against, you know, Crystal Palace.
Right.
We talk about a win that they got against Watford. Their wins, though. We're not talking about them, oh, yeah, do you remember they dominated that game, but they dropped points.
Right.
And there's a difference. And there, I think, the Peter Cech thing comes into play here. And these little that pickup that we talked about on our show very early, when we did our preview, might be what really spurs them on. Again, this spurs them on. You guys love that.
Oh, yeah, that. Nice one.
And it might push them forth. And here we go. Reggie, now we can say it. Who is top of the table?
Wow. Arsenal.
Right now.
Arsenal.
Arsenal's top of the table. So, you know, we can all say that. And we've been saying this for all the leagues. The parity, well, except for Germany, the parity and the quality up and down in these leagues is so it's such that you just got to hang in. And for me, back to the Manchester Derby, I don't think Manchester United wants to hang in yet. They don't. To me, I think Manchester City will, and I think that's what we're going to be looking at the end of the year.
A City Arsenal battle.
I believe, and listen. It's well documented on our show what we think about with the Arsenal. They are cutting their teeth, and this kid, this guy, this Chilean player, is a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to look at it. Alexis Sanchez, with all the due respect to everybody else, on a grid. By the way, fantastic. Bellerin was fantastic. I know Douglas Costa made a great move on him in the Champions League, but he. Hector Bellerin was fantastic in that game.
You're going to get beat. You're playing against...
Come on, right?
Top players in the world. You're going to get made to
Absolutely.
Look a fool sometime in your career.
Right. But overall, Hector Bellerin has been fantastic.
And I told people after the game when they were talking to me, I said he was the man of the match. Him and second Monreal on the other side.
Well, and Reg.
He had Mueller in his pocket the whole game.
You're welcome, Reggie. I told you trust in Nacho. The guy's name's Nacho.
Nacho,
Reggie.
Yeah, you did actually.
I love nachos.
You did actually.
You got to make sure you put meat on it. But, you know, Nacho Monreal was fantastic again.
He was.
You know? And even in the match against Everton, like these guys, there looks to be a belief here. There's a belief, and there's a swagger about them. So, dare I say, you know? And listen, Coquelin looked great in the Everton game, too. Yeah. So, I don't know, Reggie. I mean, the beat goes on, but for me, I'm still waiting for Manchester United to stand up. The real Chelsea, it could really
No.
Really
you've
happen?
Seen that. You've seen the real Manchester United. As long as it's revolving around Rooney, that's what they're going to be. They have to sit Rooney down. Find someone else to play in that. You're trying to drop him back to play that number nine. Well, not number nine. The number 10 role there.
Yeah.
But. Or even I don't even know if they're trying to play a false nine. I don't even know who the striker is supposed to be.
I'd say Wayne Rooney needs a little bit of a break too.
Well, I know Alexis Sanchez needs a break.
You know? Oh yes, he does. But you know, he's a machine. Right?
But I need him. I need him firing in March and April.
Well, listen, for me, is if they give him like these 14 other cups that exist in England.
Yeah.
They give those a break, you know, Capital Five, Capital Six Club, Capital One Cup, all that nonsense that they have there, and League Cup, and Coca-Cola Championship, and Pepsi Cola, and all this stuff, right? We could do that. Alexis Sanchez is in a different spot in his career than Wayne Rooney, with all due respect.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And everything, too, yeah.
That, right? But he's on another level. We've been saying it every week. For me, if it ended today, it's not even close. He is the FA Player of the Year for me. Not even close.
I should have won it last year, but we won't
Absolutely,
talk about that.
But
anyways.
Well, that guy, like I said, the real Eden Hazard, if I were him, PSG looks pretty good to me. But.
Done. I think Real's coming for him, too.
So, someone's going to get him.
He's done at Chelsea. Mark my words, by the end of the year, he won't be there.
I think that's pretty safe to say. I guess we'll talk about, oh man, the buzz phrase everyone's just destroying.
What's that? Oh, frick.
Cop of the Klopp. Klopp of Kloppy. Kloppy. Klopp of the Cop.
Klopp Cop and the Cop of Klopp, whatever.
So we love Jurgen Klopp, right? So we want to say that. We do love him.
And if
so.
I hear that one more time, I swear.
Yeah, me too. I think now, he is struggling. I mean, he's going with three ties.
That team's not good, Joe.
I
don't care who's coaching. That team is not. Jurgen Klopp cannot
Reggie,
manufacture goals.
Reggie, the rumor that maybe I think some people have heard about. Jurgen Klopp wants to bring back, because he is on loan, Balotelli to Liverpool.
Could this be
the guy?
Sure, why not? That
turns him around and turns him back into, dare I say, the world class player that he was.
Well, Balotelli said it was Rodgers that, you know, kind of ruined his career. He's saying that. You know, you take that with a grain of salt, right?
Well, I take this to me like Brendan Rodgers, who was, you know, well touted, you know, highly touted coming in from, you know, Swansea, right? Okay, and that brilliant football they were playing. But then Ricky Lambert. I mean, you know, the guys he brought in. I mean, you know, so listen, Klopp might be the guy to turn. Listen, I believe that he will turn Liverpool around.
You can't. He. I don't care who's coaching these guys, Joe. Well, nobody is going to turn this team around.
What I mean is maybe not this year, Reggie, but I think that he'll.
Well, so he has to go by then.
That was my next point. No one turns around these big clubs without a checkbook. You know, and when we get to the Serie A roundup, I'll even get to that even further. So we know that. But I think he will set in the place, and I think that's why he came this year. Because I think Klopp is a smart enough guy to say, I'm coming in here now to really put my mark next year. Whether it be both with his, you know, imprint on the team, whether it be through his tactics, his style, and so on, etc. But also, of course, without doubt, with players he brings in.
I don't know if Liverpool's owners are going to be willing to give Klopp any more money than they gave to Brendan Rodgers, because they still had the Suarez money, which they spent. And this is the team that you have. Yeah. I don't know how much more money are they going to give. They don't spend crazy like a Manchester City or a Manchester United or a Chelsea.
Well, then maybe it's what they're going to do with their selling too, Reg. You know,
who on Liverpool would anybody want other than Benteke
or Coutinho? Yeah, Coutinho might be
who,
one.
Who else after Coutinho, those two?
Coutinho might be one where they get, you know, two or three, four. Right, but again, he has to make sure that he has a season where he is worth something, right?
Invisible today.
Yeah.
Invisible.
Yeah.
Today.
So they were 1-1, I believe, with Southampton.
They're 1-1. They scored first, and then Southampton bundled a goal over the line, and there we are again for the fourth tie in a row?
Yeah,
they
fragile
can't,
ego.
Can't score goals, Joel.
Yeah, very
they can't
fragile.
Score goals.
Very fragile ego they have. But again, you know, James Milner, I can't.
Oh, God.
Like, please. Anyway, can we move on to that one, too? James Milner.
I was about to rip him today. I was watching the game. I was about to rip him. And then he put in that ball that Benteke scored on. I was about to rip him.
Again, I don't discredit what he is, but he's not what they are asking him
That's exactly what I said today. He's your captain, okay, fine, because Henderson's out. You're trying to make him into Steven Gerrard, and he's not that.
No. I mean, I've always believed that Milner is a wide area player, you know,
you have James Milner pulling strings in the middle of the field?
No,
is this a Twilight Zone? What the hell's happening out here?
No, I can't. And I'll forever, since last year, you know, I still think his legs are open and Messi crawled through them. So, no, but I mean, all kidding aside, I think we're right. He's not the player that he doesn't have those attributes to be, like you said, pulling the strings and so on. But anyway, I believe in Klopp. That's all I'll say, Reggie.
Listen,
when we get to
the
flat four, you'll see how much
I like him. I think he's a great coach. I love what he did with Dortmund, but I think he bit off a little bit more than he can chew. But time will tell. Just to round up the rest of the Premier League scores for, well, major games this weekend. West Ham beats Chelsea 2-1. Swansea beats Aston Villa in a game where the Ayew brothers both scored goals.
Amazing. Jordan and Jonathan.
Jordan and Andre.
Jordan and Andre,
Both scored in that game.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And right after the game, Tim Sherwood hit the bricks.
He hit Sherwood Forest. Sorry.
That's it. So he's looking for a job. And I think Brendan Rodgers is actually the top man to take his place at Aston Villa. So good luck to you there.
Yeah.
Tottenham beat Bournemouth 5-1. Harry Kane gets a hat trick.
Harry Kane scored in the right net this week.
It's about time, eh? Sunderland, our favorite Newcastle, who still, I guess, haven't figured it out.
It's Sunderland. Not February, Reg.
No, it's not February. You're right. Sunderland beats Newcastle 3-0.
Reggie, just
another red card for Newcastle.
You thought you were stop picking on Newcastle. It's not February yet, Reg.
Okay.
This is all preseason. This is not even preseason, Reg. This is vacation.
So I'm gonna mark. I'm gonna write this down that it's not February and Newcastle doesn't hit their stride until February. Joe said so, right?
Newcastle saves himself. You heard it here.
Okay. All right. And those are the major games from this weekend. Next weekend looks actually pretty good too. We got Swansea and Arsenal, I believe. Chelsea, Liverpool. That's a pretty good game. Villa,
Chelsea, Liverpool in the somebody do something match. But more than that, it's Klopp, Mourinho.
So. I think, and I'm going to predict it 0-0.
I don't know. I think it's going to be like 50-49 in terms of the shots taken in the press conference, but we'll see.
Yeah, pretty much. The normal one versus
and
the special.
And for shots, it might be whiskey. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. So that's our roundup of the EPL. If you agree or disagree, get at us. Let us know.
Well, let us know. We got a lot of people telling us in person what they think. We like that. Let us know via these different avenues and mediums that we can.
Exactly.
That we have, I should say. So.
Exactly. So now we're going to go to the second half of the show where we're going to discuss Serie A. Are we going to do Champions League, Joe?
Yeah, we kind of did it in a roundabout way, but yeah, for sure. We're going to do the highlights of that, sure.
Yeah, we'll just go. We'll go through the scores and what we saw, and then we'll do our flat four and goal of the week. So this week in the Serie A, Joe.
Oh, we're going to be super fast with this.
We have a new leader, I guess.
Hot off the press, Reggie. Yes, Fiorentina is now no longer the leader, but again, I'm still singing their praises this year.
Mm-hmm.
But Roma wins 2-1 over Fiorentina, and it now tops the table Serie A. Right. So again, steady goes the ship. I think Roma. We're waiting for this, come on, Roma, right? So they're there. Fiorentina's still around. Napoli still winning games. So it looks to be a really competitive one. Inter drops points this week, ties Palermo. Juventus comes back with a charge in a game where Allegri, we'll talk about his Champions League, but, you know, was criticized for not starting a few guys in Champions. Today, Dybala on the score sheet and an assist to Mario Mandzukic.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Pogba missed a penalty shot in this game, but was still very instrumental. A 2-0 expected win over Atalanta. Juventus, still not the UA we expect in terms of where they are on the table. I believe 8 points back, right?
It's early. It's early in Italy.
Early, yeah. They'll be okay, I think. We said this.
Yeah.
And, of course, Reg, your favorite team.
Sassuolo.
Which is quickly becoming mine, by the way. We're going to do a whole thing on them when we have more time. Pretty amazing with what they're doing, but we'll talk about that.
Who did they play this week?
They played my team of choice, AC Milan, and Milan won 2-1. Little controversial, so Carlos Bacca with a penalty shot in this game. Alessio Cerci, who's, you know, floundered at Atletico Madrid, but is finding his way now under Mihailovic, who's still on a hot seat, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, believe it, I should say. He creates a penalty opportunity back around the goalie. Their goalie gets sent off. Bacca bangs it in. It's 1-0. Again, Milan struggling to score goals from the open run of play. But this kid who just keeps scoring for Sassuolo, 10 men in this game, Berardi.
So he scored after the goalie got sent off?
That's right. And the goalie for AC Milan, Reggie, 16 years old.
16?
16-year-old made his debut. Diego Lopez, formerly at Real Madrid, if you remember, was snubbed today. Was preferred to a 16-year-old goalie.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Is that? Oh wow.
Yeah, 16 years old.
Played well, or
he did okay. Got a little bit cut out the free kick, but it's a great free kick. Berardi just keeps scoring goals. This kid will make a big move, Reggie. If not in this area, I've been saying this. You know, the likes of Barcelona are looking at him.
Yeah.
You know, and Borussia Dortmund and so on and so on. This is a good player. Watch out for him. So, but then in the second half, about 5 minutes remaining, Milan gets a breakthrough on a corner. A guy who's not really getting a lot of Giacomo, or they call him Jack Bonaventura from AC Milan, really lively again in this game. Again, Cerci creates a corner. Luis Adriano bangs in a corner. It's 2-1 Milan over Sassuolo in a sigh of relief game for Mihailovic, where again, though, Sassuolo still gets more out of this for me.
Played well.
Absolutely. That's it, Reggie. In terms of big news, new leader. Roma is the new leader.
Well, I'm interested in this 16-year-old goalie.
Amazing.
I got to see this.
Yeah, 16-year-old. It's incredible. Kid doesn't look like 16, he's 16, big kid, but yeah. That's your express Serie A roundup today.
Okay, and you know what, Joe? I was just thinking while you were talking. I know you said we're going to do Champions League, but I wanted to talk about TFC.
Oh, we have to.
We have to talk about TFC.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And we're running a little bit out of time, so I'll just go quickly over the major games in Champions League.
We talked about the major story in Champions anyway.
Arsenal beat Bayern Munich 2-0, and we'll move on.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know everyone says, you're so Arsenal-centered. Listen, Arsenal is a team that many people follow, and right now, just like Manchester United, Manchester City, right now, for me, they're the most entertaining, so I'll take the heat on that.
That's
now, they did play Bayern Munich, which is, again, arguably the top team in the world, club team, and they're fighting for their lives, and Arsenal comes out with a 2-0 win. So
I just don't know where this, I don't know where it was against Zagreb and Olympiacos, but whatever.
PSG Real, stinker.
Yeah, I was just about to say, another game that was supposed to be like the game of all games.
Ibra.
0-0. PSG
Ibra
versus
flat.
Real. Yeah, yeah. I didn't watch the game because it was on a different channel here, so couldn't watch it, but I heard it was a stinker anyway. Man City beats Sevilla 2-1 and blah, 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 blah. Chelsea ties 0-0, blah, blah. Juventus 0-0 with Mönchengladbach.
Again, and Allegri very upset at his squad for a 0-0 against Mönchengladbach. He was actually angry with them about their approach and so on. And maybe that's Allegri, you know, showing a different side of him, whereas last year he was, you know, just saying steady goes the ship. He had inherited Conte's team and so on and so on and did a great job with
it. Right.
But here I think he really... You know, he got mad at his side. He said after the game, he said, "You know, I was disappointed with our approach when we were on the field, and so on." And he wanted to spur them on. And so just again, did I say that again? Sorry, I got to stop that. So but again, what about Roma? Roma and Champions? They played a 4-4 draw.
Oh yeah, saw that. This must have been a cracker to watch, though.
Man, so. But I agree, that's as much as we want to talk about this week champs.
For sure.
We're going express today, folks.
Now we got to get into our hometown team, who just did something they've never done in, what, 9 seasons now?
Finally did it, Reg.
We finally made the playoffs.
Finally did it, Reg.
In Jovinko's first season. And maybe his last, but we'll get into that.
We'll get
into that next year. Finally, what the I just want to say this about Vanny. I think this saves his job, being the first coach to. I still don't think he's doing anything special, because without Jovinko, I don't think this team wins anything.
There's so many layers to that. Without Jovinko, without this year TFC, this year the MLS adding an extra spot in the playoffs,
right? Exactly.
Because if they didn't, and based on what happened today,
they'd be out.
So, Jovinko cements it. First of all, Jovinko played in a World Cup qualifier the day before.
Yeah, that's a solid.
With
Italy. I read about that. Right?
Assisted on a game-winning goal, the tying goal against Norway, and flies back and gets in the game, plays 20 minutes or so, and scores what might be one of the goals of the year.
It's funny you say that.
to clinch a playoff spot. Finally,
for
Canada's version of the Reds, TFC.
Exactly. So congratulations to TFC. Oh, I shouldn't even say congratulations. It's ridiculous that it's taking.
Oh, you don't
want to
say you want to congratulate the Reds?
No, I don't actually. nine seasons. Come on. Vancouver came in second year. They were here in the playoffs.
Reggie's a hard guy to please, guys. No,
well, come on, Joe. Yeah, we go to the games. We pay the money, and it's garbage.
Well, Reggie, we thought we were going to be good point. We thought we were going to be going to a game because today all they needed was a point.
Yeah, right.
Fantastic first half.
They had it.
Right? Ho-hum, Jovinko again, dominant. Takes on 3 or 4 guys. gets almost to the byline, clips it to the back post, or almost to it, and Jose Altidore scores a header.
Second half,
the guy that we most people come to pay to see for Montreal Impact scores almost two identical goals, little ridiculous flicks inside the box. A couple things. Where was the defending again?
That Kintari guy? Out to sea. Out to lunch, man.
You know, what a struggle. And here's where it is. So with that result, so again, the good. Great TFC to make the playoffs. Javinko, is there any doubt who's the best player in the MLS this year?
Well, Joe, don't say that. Don't say that. Because
you have someone else?
No. He has to be MVP. He's got to be MVP.
Yeah.
But MLS will come up with something to give it to Gerrard or Lampard or Pirlo or something. So don't say that yet. Wait till the trophy's been given to him before you say anything.
Yeah, you're right, because they have fooled us before, often.
This guy didn't make the All-Star team? He had to be a coach's pick? Really?
Yeah, pretty embarrassing.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
But anyways.
Don Garber had a lot of explaining to do for that.
Well,
for sure.
That's why I still don't give him the MVP yet, because Frank Lampard played 10 games, so you never know, right?
And he almost made it. So with this loss today, Drogba, I mean, tale of two halves, really, Reg. And again, so suspect defending, let's say, from Kintari. Again, merry-go-round of center backs continues.
Yeah,
because he has not impressed. He hasn't.
He can't play. He can't play in the playoff game against Montreal.
Jeez, I would hope not.
He can't.
You know, but Perkis is still out, I believe.
Yeah.
So do they go with Williams and Savaleta?
How serious is that injury to Perkis?
I think he'd only come back if they advance. So I don't know, but you know, Reg, in this game, I gotta say, like, so today, they do lose 2-1. So they will be playing Montreal, which is a pretty cool thing anyway.
Right.
We're not getting a home game if you're a Toronto fan. So we'll have to play a one-game knockout, I believe, against
Montreal
on Thursday, so this week. But, Michael Bradley, first of all, great sequence when Bradley hits the crossbar in this game.
Mm-hmm.
But he has not looked... I'm a big Michael Bradley fan, but he has not looked as sharp as I want. I wonder if fatigue is setting in for him, too. You talked about this before with Alexis Sanchez. I mean, and again, I'm not saying the same player. I'm talking about fatigue here. So, but again,
he's 30 though, right? Michael Bradley.
Right, I believe.
Yeah, so I think he's
now,
30.
Reggie,
yeah.
We were supposed to be saying good on TFC here, right?
Okay.
This is still a good thing? Are we still going to keep the good
vibe? I will say, yeah, it's great that you made the playoffs. That's what I'll say.
But you should have, you're saying.
It should have been done 5 years ago.
Yeah, I'd say Reggie for sure, yeah.
Great that you made the play. That's fantastic. But it's 9 years now.
And now any salary that you players get extra in the playoffs, give it all to your number 10, Sebastian Giovinco.
Vanny should give his salary to Giovinco too.
Well, we've already said that Greg Vanny drives Giovinco around the city anyway. So,
that's it. You know,
I think he does his laundry too.
Well, he should be.
He's a little guy. There's not much. So,
So congratulations to the MVP of the MVP of MLS. Congratulations to TFC, and let's see what happens.
That's it. The little man is heads and above everybody else.
Should be. And I hope he stays.
Me too.
I can see Conte in his ear telling him, hey, yeah, it's great what you did, but, you know, it's the MLS.
Well, Reggie, let's leave it this. Absolutely. I've said this before. We've both said it, but I really think this. He's been making appearances for the national team. It's a European championship year where they have qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Season's over soon. Do we really not see him playing, Reg? I know they come back in March.
So you think he goes on loan somewhere?
Just saying, Reg. And I'm just saying. And it might be...
You don't want him to go on loan. You don't want him to go on loan somewhere, though.
Might be a place where they wear black and red. Just saying.
You don't want him to go on loan there, though, do you?
Well,
they're always going to be in his ear. Well, I know you do, but they're always going to be in his ear, you know. Hey, you know...
You know, Reggie, I think players want to play at the highest level.
Of course they do.
You know, and until, but again, he really loves this city. He loves it here. You know, I know people, he's really having fun with the Blue Jay stuff and what was happening, right? But he's getting paid quite a lot.
Here's
the Sherlock Holmes statement here, right?
Yeah. He is. Would you take less, $2 million less per year to play in Europe?
Well, the thing is, too, Reggie, is this. There's both sides of the coin here, too, that I'm looking at, and they can keep going back and forth. The amount that we've we've mentioned this, the amount of pressure and the stress that is put on your life playing in Europe, a lot of guys, he might be saying, I've been there, I've done that, I know I can do it, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because the stress it puts on your life and your children and your family, blah, 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 is immense. Yeah. And in countries like Italy and England, where the media are just relentless, I don't know. So we'll see. Listen, for us in North America, for us specifically in Toronto, but for the MLS, please stay. Seba, don't go. So anyway.
That should be our new
that's right.
A slogan for next year. Seba, don't
go. Right.
So now we're going to move into the final part of our final part of our podcast, which is the Flat Four and what a hit. We'll start off this week with the Flat Four.
It's four, four, it's four, four, it's four. Oh, brilliant!
So this week's Flat Four, Joe, take it
away. Well, Reggie, here we go. Am I setting this up? I don't know. Reggie, this is your chance.
Yes.
I'm throwing you a bone here, buddy.
Oh boy. Okay.
I think you can get over the hump of the 50%.
All right.
I think you've only went 3 for 4 once.
Okay.
But who's counting?
Who's counting though, right?
Right. So I think this might be Reggie, I know Reggie is, he's got the 1980s headband on, Hulk Hogan headband.
Oh boy.
He's pumped. I think he's going to do this.
Okay. Let's try this.
Okay, Reggie, today,
yes,
in honor of us always, you know, singing the praises of a Borussia Dortmund team, club.
Okay.
And, of course, our guy, Jurgen Klopp.
Okay.
Our first two questions deal with none other than Borussia Dortmund. But we're going to take you in a time machine.
Really? Okay.
In a week where we celebrated Back to the Future.
Okay. Okay.
Right? The anniversary of Back to the Future.
Right.
Like the movie, probably, right, guys.
Right.
I know a lot of you guys listening now, you're laughing. It's funny, you should be. We're creative on this show. Yeah. We already said that we solved Arsenal's problems.
Well, we did that last year.
That's right. All right. But now, Reggie, today we take you back to 1996.
1996, okay.
Borussia Dortmund.
High top fade, okay.
Okay, they do something pretty special, Reg.
Okay.
All right. They win the Champions League.
Right.
And they beat Juventus, I think. So. All right. Who, Reggie, for question number one, was their coach?
I had a name in my head, but I don't think it's right. And last week when I didn't say what I thought, it ended up being right.
You kicked yourself.
I kicked myself. But I don't. I think this guy was a player and not a coach at the time. So I'm going to say, I don't know.
So I don't know is your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Otmar Hitzfeld.
Omar Hitzfeld. That's good. I didn't say what I was going to say then.
Hey, Reggie. Hey. Pretty famous guy.
Ex-Bayern Munich.
Great coach.
Well, sure was. Sure was.
So there's one. Reggie, I think you're going to get this one, though.
Oh, my God.
The pressure. That same team.
Yes.
Had a great player.
Yes.
Who was the captain of that team?
Matthias Sammer.
See, Reggie, I served meatball. Meatballs have been served here all day. If you want to try some, Reggie will be eating them up all day.
Yeah.
Okay, Reggie, one for two, meatballs. One
okay.
for two.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I have faith in you, Reggie, and you can go 2 for 2 in these last two.
Okay.
So that was my ode to Back to the Future and to Borussia Dortmund.
Let's not go past 2000 anymore.
Reggie, this is all love here. You're supposed to be, love the old school, Reggie. You love the old school.
Last year we were in 1986. Last week we were in 1986.
Reggie, you like the short socks with no shin pads and the Adidas Copas, right? You're all about old school, Reg. De La Soul, Reg. Okay.
For sure.
So anyway, here we go. In honor of the Toronto FC Football Club finally making the playoffs, which we've talked about here today.
Yes.
And they're two of their top players.
Yes.
These last two questions are dedicated to you, Reg, to Toronto FC, and to these players.
Now we're talking. Let's go.
There we go. The Atomic Ant.
Yes.
Otherwise known as Sebastian Giovinco.
Yes.
Right. Played in Juventus. We know that.
Yes.
But while at Juventus, he was on loan for a period of time. For what club did the Atomic Ant, Sebastian Giovinco, play for right before he went back to Juventus? It's a question, hey, Reg. That's a question, hey, Reggie.
Give me a hint.
It was in Italy.
Okay.
A big hint for a little guy, Giovinco.
It wasn't a big club, was it?
I'm not done, Reggie. I'm done.
Who did he play for before he went to Chievo, Verona?
Final answer.
That's my final answer.
Close. Parma.
Parma. I saw the yellow and blue.
There you go, Reggie.
Oh,
now, Reggie.
Yeah?
Reggie.
How did you think I was going to get that, Joe?
No, Reggie. I have faith in you.
That's the one you thought I was going to get, the Serie A question?
I think you're going to get this one, Reggie. Okay. I think you're going to get this one. Okay, right. So now, okay, if in case you're scorekeeping at home, well, you should be, because what else are you going to be doing? Reggie is 1-3. But our eternal faith in the big fella, we think he's going to come through here.
Oh, boy.
Michael right. Bradley. See, that when they played in Italy, Reggie, they called him Michael Bradley.
Okay.
The commentators couldn't say Bradley. So you know,
okay.
They thought they were. Michael Bradley played for two clubs while in Italy. Yes. Reginald.
Yes.
Can you name those two clubs?
Roma?
Yes.
Roma?
Come on, Reggie. Reggie, I can't. It's like. Wait, you will really kick yourself at this, especially what you said the answer before.
Don't say, oh, Chievo?
I had to, guys, I had to help him. Yes, yes. And dare I say, Reggie, he was much better at Chievo.
Than he was at Roma?
Yeah, he was decent at Roma.
Hey, he was a star at Roma, wasn't he?
He's pretty good, 50%, guys.
Oh, boy.
And, it, you know, I could have left him. I threw you a bone, Reg.
Could have started right breathing again.
Guys, there you have our flat four. Reggie, you survived.
Keep it within 2000 and forever.
You cannot give me these parameters, Reggie.
Okay. All right. Do it.
Everyone loves when people have been telling me they like hearing you struggle. They like hearing you, they like it, normal size. Those, you know, they like it, Reggie. We have to, the people have spoken, Reggie.
Okay. All right.
We've got to give them what they want.
All right. Keep it in. The time we were born, though. How about that? Let's not go back to 1930 and ask me what.
I don't know how young you think you are, but anyway.
For sure.
So there you have it. Another flat four.
Great segment. So we're going to end off this show with our What a Hit segment. And we're going to pay homage to the MLS MVP. Right, Joe?
The Atomic
Ant.
Ant.
And here we go.
What a headshot! What a hit!
An air of expectation. Giovinco. Still Giovinco. Oh, Giovinco! Oh my word! That is absolutely exceptional! What can you say about Sebastian Giovinco? He's probably scored the goal it takes Toronto FC to the promised land of the playoffs. It's 2-0. It's Giovinco again.
MLS goal of the year. Calling it right now. Sebastian Giovinco skins the entire New York Red Bulls team. And that last dummy sold Zubar. Sent him the wrong way. Shorts around his ankles. Unbelievable. What a finish from Sebastian Giovinco. What a player.
Are you muted? What a headshot! What a hit!
So there's another goal where he takes on how many? You'd say three or four?
He puts people on their heels.
Well, that's so what it is, right?
He's fantastic. Good on him. He's a good guy. He's fun. He loves being in the city. He's done so much for the league. Great goal. Great season. Great accomplishment.
And I was watching him today when they were playing Montreal, and just his close control is just, the ball's never a shoelace length away from his foot.
Dare I say it? And people, please, everyone, just relax when I say this.
Okay.
It's Messi-like. Do you know what I mean?
Control, you mean?
The control, yeah. Yes, the control. Yeah. Like, okay. Players, you know, they look like some players when they play and how they dribble and how they do things. That's Messi-like. I'm not saying Sebastian Giovinco
is Messi.
On the same level as Lionel Messi.
Gotcha.
But, for obvious reasons, you know, low to the ground, but like you said, the tight, close control, and the ability for him to just put defenders on their back foot. You know, he's just special.
Let me ask you a question, though. If you take a player, say, such as, you say Eden Hazard, and you put him in the MLS.
Today? Right now?
Right now.
I would put him in a cab and put him in the MLS.
I mean, I know you would take him, but if you put him in the MLS, the control is going to be pretty much the same. I think coming from a higher level, league level,
yeah,
and coming and playing in the MLS.
You know, Reggie, I think it's because you took Giovinco at his prime.
Yeah.
Right, and that's what it is. It's a good point there. And yeah, these guys would do that too. Absolutely. Well, we do.
You think so?
I think we need more of these guys here, and that's the obvious, so that we can really judge and see.
You're not gonna get Hazard until he's 35.
Yeah.
And well, by
Reggie,
then it's done, right?
I think Giovinco has been a trailblazer for this reason. Remember, going outside of Europe for a lot of these players or South America, their fear was what, Reg? That they would be, blacklisted from their national team.
Right.
And you're talking about an Italian national team who they used to like, never mind playing in Europe. If you didn't play in Italy, they weren't taking you.
Right.
Again, this is when Serie A was the top of the top. So, like, a perfect example is Zola, Viali going to Chelsea. They couldn't crack the Italian national team.
And they were playing well. They were playing well in England.
Well, Zola was, Chelsea's player of the year how many times?
Right.
So, you know, why this Giovinco thing is so unique is because called in. He's not being called in as a afterthought. He's been called in to go and help.
To play,
and
yeah.
To actually contribute.
Exactly.
So, you know, he plays in the game to help them clinch first place against Norway, and gets an assist. So if that becomes more of the norm, dare I say, we might see more of these players say, well, hey, I'm not going to be passed over for the chance to play for my nation. Maybe I come and I get more money. I mean, Reggie, we talked about this a lot. The EPL, yeah, has the best players. Of course it does, because it's got the most money.
Well, it also depends on the city you're going to. There's only a couple of cities that Frank Lampard's going to, and Minnesota.
Giovinco is not going to Real Salt Lake, although Rio Tinto and that place is a great place to play. They're not going to Sporting KC. So
exactly.
Anyway, just a thought, but we can dare to dream, right?
New York, LA, Chicago, Toronto, Montreal, because he speaks French. That's about it.
And it's a great city, so
great city and all that as well.
Well, let's hope though. Let's hope though. We can only hope.
Well, I saw there's a new team coming in 2018, Minnesota FC, so we'll see what they can get, but I don't think it's going to be much.
They're going to be more of the grassroots thing, Rich.
Yeah.
That's an interesting talking point, too.
You think another team can come to Canada? I don't know where you'd put it.
Did I say two in Toronto? No.
No, no way.
No, I'm just kidding.
No way.
I don't know, Reggie. I don't know where you'd put it. I don't know. Ottawa Fury, yeah, they're NASL. I don't know if Ottawa. I mean, that region could, though. That region could. If any city, it might be Ottawa.
You think so, eh?
Huge region, right, that would support soccer out there. Fantastic for grassroots. And I mentioned it right now, the Ottawa Fury, where Julian de Guzman's playing currently. And, hey, just shout out to them. I think they just won their conference or division, so good on them.
Is that where he is?
Yeah, he is. So it's NASL, so North American Soccer League, so. It's below the USL, I believe. So, anyway,
Wow. There
you have it.
Guys, that's our show for this week. As usual,
we gave you a lot.
Oh, we did. We gave tons away. And what did we learn this week? Klopp can't coach. TFC's lucky, and it should be expected to make the playoffs.
And Giovinco's still pretty good.
Giovinco's still pretty good, and Arsenal's the best team in the world.
Is that all it?
That's it.
Oh, and Chelsea and Jose Mourinho ate the wax fruit.
And Jose Mourinho ate the wax fruit. There's the ball.
Yeah, he thought it was a really... Done. It looked so shiny and he ate it. So, Jose, we still love you.
We do. Well, anyways, we'll get into that. So, guys, you can always reach us at our website, footballweekly.com, FUTBOLweekly.com. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn. You can get a subscription via email. Joe, anything else?
Guys, keep supporting us. Keep, listening and so on. Let us know. I keep saying this. You'll love what we're going to be doing soon, closer to the end of the year in terms of giving you more stuff about up-and-coming players and so on. So just, we love your support, but let us know on these mediums for sure.
Yeah, definitely reachable on all forms of Twitter. I think your handle is JoeCola4.
That's right.
Mine is Reginaldinho_5. So you know the website. So we'll catch you guys next week.